This summer, biologists in Wisconsin completed a years-long survey of the population of wood turtles. The threatened species lives mostly in the Northwoods. As Rob Mentzer reports, wood turtles have been in decline as they lost nests to predators and as humans poach turtles to sell illegally.
We're good?
It's a cool Northwoods morning in May, and a group of about a dozen people are on a field trip sponsored by the nonprofit Natural Resources Foundation. The plan is to kayak down a river where scientists from the Department of Natural Resources are conducting a population survey of wood turtles. Andrew Badgie is a conservation biologist. On a car ride to the kayak launch, he says the wood turtle is in trouble.
A lot of the nesting habitat no longer is natural in the state, and so a lot of the wood turtles the females will actually nest along the roadsides. And that's just a really easy avenue for raccoons and other predators to dig up the nests.
Wisconsin classifies wood turtles as a threatened species. This year, the DNR shared its latest population survey data with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. They'll decide whether or not wood turtles should qualify as a federally endangered species. That decision is expected next spring. These turtles have distinctive, lined markings, almost like the rings of a tree. Badgie says that's made them attractive to another predator, poachers.
Where people will go into sites and basically collect as many wood turtles as they possibly can and sell them illegally across the seas in China and Southeast Asia and even in the United States and Europe.
In 2020, the Malaysian government extradited a Chinese citizen to the U.S. He was found to be running a multi-million-dollar international turtle smuggling ring. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Badgie asked that WPR not give the exact location of the nesting sites to keep the information out of poachers' hands. The group paddles down the river, hoping to catch a glimpse of turtles sunning themselves. They stop at a shelter the DNR built to try to protect wood turtle nests from predators. Biologist Lena Carlson explains.
It's made out of wood. It's surrounded by chicken wire. However, at the very bottom, there is a gap, probably the size of a 2x4, which is the exact height of a wood turtle. So only wood turtles can get in this box, and only wood turtles can get out of it.
Turtles are just coming out of hibernation in May. By June, they'll be looking for places to nest, and biologists hope they'll find these sites more attractive than the roadsides. Surveying the turtles is time-consuming and tricky. They don't just line up to be counted. There's a thunderstorm in the forecast today. Turtles can sense changes in barometric pressure, and they've made themselves scarce.
Do you want to check this one?
Sure.
A few weeks later, another biologist, Carly Lapin, is out surveying nest sites not far from that same river. This time, there's no group of tourists. She and a trainee dig out some nests so they can count the number of eggs before carefully replacing them. She says the threat to this species from the illegal pet trade is very real.
The females congregate in these like nesting areas every spring, so it's really easy for someone to just go and grab a bunch of female turtles, and they can wipe out a whole population, you know, in one night.
Lapin wears mosquito netting as we hike through swampy areas and along sandy roads where wood turtles like to nest. Deep in the woods, we spot one. The turtle is digging in the sand with her back legs. Lapin says she's just picking out her nest site.
So she's not nesting yet. She's digging a hole.
Lapin takes down some data about the turtle and the nesting site. Now that we've disturbed her, Lapin says this turtle will probably wait at least a few hours before laying her eggs. It's already illegal to hunt or take wood turtles from the wild. If the species is granted federally endangered status, that would mean more funding for research and conservation efforts like these. Scientists say that's needed to keep the wood turtle population from dwindling further. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.